You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government has released its response to the Respect at Work report. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it's about changing the culture of Australian workplaces to keep all people safe.
The events around this building over the course of the past few months have only further highlighted and reinforced the seriousness of these issues, the challenge that we face, and the great frustration that is felt by Australians, and in particular women, all over the country. Sexual harassment is unacceptable. It's not only immoral and despicable and even criminal, it denies Australians, especially women, not just their personal security, but their economic security by not being safe at work.
Some of the recommendations made by the Commissioner have been adopted by the government. One key feature will be to make judges and politicians subject to the same sexual harassment laws on workplace behaviour as other Australians. The definition of serious misconduct across all workplaces will be changed to include sexual harassment, which will also become a valid reason for dismissal. Attorney General Michaelia Cash hailed this response as a significant step towards strengthening protections against sexual harassment in the workplace, with an emphasis on preventative measures.
Sexual harassment, it is just unacceptable anywhere in society. Our response, the Roadmap for Respect, provides a clear path for action to achieve meaningful cultural change across the nation and to deliver safer workplaces for all Australians.
Ms Cash says she'll support an evidence-based approach to solving issues in the workplace.
We need to stop this behaviour before it even commences. And in that regard, the Australian government, we continue to be committed to and will work with the states and territories in relation to delivering education and training programs. It doesn't matter who you are or where you come from. You need to understand both what your responsibilities are, but also what your rights are.
The Australian Human Rights Commission says 39% of women and 26% of men have experienced sexual harassment in the workplace in recent times. The report by Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins was handed to the government in January last year and released publicly in March. Around that time, the government's attention turned to COVID-19, with Australia's first case recorded just weeks after the report was delivered. The Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry has welcomed the government's response, saying it's considered and practical. Acting Chief Executive Jenny Lambert says there's no place in workplaces for sexual harassment, and education is critical to changing the culture that allowed this behaviour.
We've got to tackle cultural attitudes early in our community. We have to look at what is the beliefs that people have, what are the attitudes that people have that lead to the idea that they can feel that they can harass other people.
Samantha Mangwana is the head of employment law at Shine Lawyers. She says one of the actions taken up by the government is the change to the length of time victims have to lodge a complaint.
At present, there is a discretion on the Human Rights Commission to terminate an application for sex discrimination, sexual harassment, after 6 months. That really is a very short period of time for a victim of harassment even to come to terms within themselves as to what's happened to them, let alone take legal advice or commence any legal action. And so it's a welcome step that the government is taking forward the Sex Discrimination Commissioner's recommendation to extend that period to 24 months.
The government's response comes as it faces pressure to address women's safety following multiple rape and sexual harassment allegations. Women's safety advocates say there's too much talk on the issue and not enough action. Unions say education and awareness are important, but unless they're backed up with rights and legal consequences, they fail the working women of Australia. The ACTU says the report ignores the Commissioner's recommendations for stronger powers to investigate, new regulations under work health and safety laws, and changes to the Fair Work Act. Minister for Women's Safety Anne Rustin is encouraging people to register for the July National Women's Safety Summit and put forward ideas.
I would encourage anybody who has got ideas about how we actually can take action, real and meaningful action, to make change in this area, because the statistics are just too high. I mean, to have one in, a woman every 9 days killed at the hands of an intimate partner, the police called every 2 minutes to a domestic violence incident, is just unacceptable in Australia. So please come forward if you've got ideas.
The National Women's Safety Summit is scheduled for the 29th and 30th of July. Listeners seeking sexual harassment or assault information or support can contact 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.